back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Want to thank Don Treadwell and Pat Narduzzi for joining us. And 1 week from today, Tom, it begins. What time is the Michigan-Connecticut game?
That's the varsity game. That's the 3:30. I think Sparty is going to be in the JV slot at noon, right?
Well, I'm glad you say that because Michigan-Ohio State has always been the noon game, and I've considered that to be the JV game for the last several years because it hasn't mattered much.
You know, that's why I'm not, you know, this week there's been a lot of hubbub about this Michigan-Ohio State game. I don't know if you've been following
and
the fact that it might be in the center portion. There might be in different divisions, or they're going to be in the same division. They're going to move it forward and all this kind of stuff. This stuff has been talked about. I really don't, believe it or not, I don't even really have any strong opinions about it.
Well, we're going to talk about this quite a bit coming up, and we'll take your calls, 393-3700. But I want to get back to Michigan State and the two guests we just had, and a lot of people starting to get very excited about this football team. Now, I've heard some people say they could win 10 games. Some people say that they could be dark horse contenders for a championship. Howard Griffith said, hey, this team can be there at the end, given the schedule. You have to acknowledge they get a break with the schedule.
Okay, how many games in the state of Michigan? Okay, they have
9 in the state of Michigan.
Because 7 home games, plus you have this 8th, you know, kind of home game at Ford Field against Florida Atlantic.
Right.
And then you're going down to A Square to take on the Wolverines.
Right. Where they have a one game winning streak.
Yeah. Yeah. A surprising one game. I mean, and they've beaten them 2 in a row, and it's payback for Michigan. So, in essence,
and you said, hey, if Michigan drops the first two, the fans will bail.
I think they will. I think there's going to be a whole weird mental approach their fans are going to take when they come to the Big House.
But you couldn't take that if Michigan State took over Michigan Stadium the way Ohio State came in and took over Spartan Stadium.
No, I'm going to tell you why, because that's what really strikes a chord with me, particularly what Ohio State did last year, the OHIO all around the stadium. Mm-hmm. That's about as insulting as you can get. And it's not, you know, it's Michigan fans' fault for bailing,
right?
You know, letting these people in there. Okay.
John L. Smith last year, really, I thought the game was played at somewhere in Ohio.
Okay, yeah, I remember that game. When you're talking about Michigan State, though, they got to get a good jump out of the gate. They got to get a good W over.
Last year they were 1-3 in September. They got to be at least 3-1.
Yep. And Notre Dame game is key. They got to beat Notre Dame. And Notre Dame is such a, you know, wild card. I mean, is Brian Kelly going to have to, is he one of these guys who can come in here and just, it's seamless, and all of a sudden they're going to start winning?
They're going to be in a lot of games.
Yeah.
They were in some games last year that they lost.
Right.
Probably, honestly, should have won the game in Ann Arbor, but I thought that Charlie Weiss did a horrible job of coaching in that game.
Right.
Believe it or not, I think got out-coached by Rich Rodriguez.
But there's some talent, and some Michigan State's got to beat Notre Dame. I'm telling you what, though, if Michigan State, if they go down there on October 9th and they dominate that game, and that turns into what, in 2000, I'll never forget, my friend Ted Fox always reminds me about how down that, you know, how the state fans took over Chrysler Arena. And it was like you couldn't even hear the victors being played because the go green, go white. I mean, that's when you know that's really a punch in the face.
Right.
And that potentially could happen if Michigan starts out slow this season, you know, and their fans start bailing on it, emotionally bailing on it. They might be there, but they're, you know, they're emotionally bailing on them. That could be a train wreck. And obviously that's Rich Rodriguez could even get canned before the season is over if things get that bad.
Well, I want to caution fans as well not to read too much into September. As you say, it's important. You want to get momentum. But last year, Michigan was 4-0 when it played Michigan State. Michigan State was 1-3. So these things can turn, and the logical place for it to turn is at the end of September.
Well, yeah, and you're dealing with such, you know, that's like, we were talking about high school games. I mean, I have no clue how they, because there's so much turnover. Same thing in college. You really can't determine, you know, how these teams are going to play. We can watch the Big Ten Network till the cows come home and see all these profiles and everything. I want to see some games next Saturday. Then I'll actually come out with, you know, we'll do our predictions. But, you know, I'm talking out of my, you know, I have no clue who's going to do what. But when I start seeing games and watching the amount of football that I do, at all the conference levels, SEC, Big 12. Then I'll get some more educated opinions on how things are going to go.
Are you convinced Denard Robinson is going to be the quarterback now?
I am convinced Denard Robinson is going to be the quarterback.
Now I'm hearing that he's going to play the first series.
No, you're not.
And then
where are you hearing
Kate Forcier is going to play after that.
And then you're into the same crap Michigan State had to deal with last year. And I just don't think that's the good way to go.
Pick a quarterback and go.
Yeah, because you got to get some continuity there. And Devin Gardner is a legitimate play. I'm hearing he's just wild.
Forcier should transfer now if that's the case.
He should.
Instead of waiting.
I mean, it's a kind of a family deal with them to Forcier, you know, pick up and go.
Well, if the writing's on the wall, why wouldn't he leave now?
I'm not saying because kids are competitive. They don't think that, and that's the way they should be. You compete every day in practice, and I'm sure they're doing that. I'm sure Denard Robinson feels he has to compete every day in practice, but I'm predicting what's going to happen. That kid is going to be – he's the best kid to put in position for Michigan to win football games because they're going to have to score a ton of points because that defense at the third level is so inexperienced. And then and the linebackers finally have to step up and play that they did not do last year, even with experience that they had coming back last year.
Well, I am very interested in watching Michigan State this year for a couple of reasons. One is I think you're going to see a very spirited competition at running back. And if you have not seen Le'Veon Bell, all the things he can do, he's a big back.
I saw him in the spring game. And I know where you're coming
he's a
from.
Tremendous pass blocker. He can catch the ball. He can get tough yards. And then they've got these little scooters around. I mean, Nick Hill is pretty elusive.
I mean, think about the depth that they have right now. Everybody's
plus
got
Baker and Caper.
Oh, those guys.
You get a guy banged up, you get a guy with a bad hand, it's no big deal.
It's going to be tailback by committee, and I think they're all good. That's why maybe a Najee Miller, going into that, probably be redshirted next year.
Sure.
There's just so much depth. That's not their issue, Michigan State.
Having William Golston now as a defensive lineman where he can really learn the position.
Holy terror.
People expect him to come in and do things right away. He's not going to do that, but eventually he's going to be
6'7", 250. Can you imagine him, strapping
on
another
Simeon Rice.
Another 20 pounds on him, go 270 with that speed, look out.
When you can get a pass rush with the front four, look out.
This could be Bubba Smith coming at you.
We'll be right back. We're going to be talking with Rob Rubick, Detroit Lions analyst, talking about the Lions. Hey, how about Drew Stanton last week? We'll be right back with more. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.